When 2 full years had passed, Pharaoh had a dream. Let that sink in for a minute. 2 full years. We aren't talking one Christmas to the next, but 2 full calendar years. That's a long time for Joseph to be forgotten and left working in that dungeon. To really hammer in this point, look at your photo library on your phone or computer. Now scroll past the months to all the things you did in the past 2 years. That's a lot of life happening there in the form of birthdays, parties, events, trips, you name it. Now do you see how long that must have felt for Joseph? But as we'll see, things will go from stagnant to warp speed all in one day. One night, Pharaoh had 2 dreams. Sound familiar? We started off Joseph's story with his 2 dreams. Later, the cupbearer and the baker both had prophetic dreams the same night. Pharaoh knew something was different with these dreams about fat cows and skinny cows, and he's not dreaming of the yummy ice cream bars. He called in all his magicians and wise men, but these guys had no clue. Cue the light bulb going off over the cupbearer's head. His boss needs something, and now he remembers what Joseph did for him by interpreting the dreams 2 years ago. At least the guy spoke up and said something. After all, Joseph's interpretations came true. Here's where the story gets exciting for all of us that are waiting. Picture Joseph is in the prison. Long, scruffy beard, tattered clothes, dirty skin, and who knows how bad he stank. The king of Egypt now sends for Joseph, and he was quickly brought from the dungeon. When he shaved and changed his clothes, he came before Pharaoh. Verse 14. Just like in Psalm 40, verse 2, God lifted Joseph out of that miry pit of a dungeon in an instant. Oh, I know it didn't feel like an instant for all the years Joseph suffered, but when God puts his plan into motion for you and me, he reserves the right to change things slowly over time or quickly in an instant. The point is to see God's hand in this story. Joseph is sold into slavery. Pharaoh's captain of the guard buys him. Joseph is falsely accused of rape. Joseph goes to Pharaoh's prison. The cupbearer and baker get imprisoned. Joseph interprets their dreams. Cupbearer gets out. Pharaoh has dreams. Cupbearer remembers Joseph. Joseph is brought before Pharaoh. So, the cupbearer actually was Joseph's get-out-of-jail-free card, just not when Joseph was expecting. Soon we'll see that God allowed Pharaoh to have the prophetic dreams and reminded the cupbearer of Joseph to interpret those dreams. This all happened at the perfect time when Joseph was needed for the big mission God had been preparing him for all along. Y'all, it's getting good. Questions. Why do you think God allowed 2 more years to pass for Joseph in the prison? Have you ever been catapulted out of a weight? What happened? Have you ever taken the time to truly be honest with God and voicing your frustrations about your situation? If so, do that today. Ask him to help you see anything you've learned or ways he has used you in this time of waiting.